Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. In our first news story, cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested in even the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food, medication, in case of power outages, road closures, or hazards. And two Wexford County residents are facing multiple felony charges in the death of 22-year-old Rebecca Park of Manton and her unborn child. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that Courtney Bartholomew, age 40, and Bradley Bartholomew, 47, both of Boone, were arraigned in 84th District Court in Cadillac. Prosecutors have charged each defendant with first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit murder, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that assault, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. The life offense counts carry potential maximum sentences of life in prison. Authorities alleged on November 3rd, the couple lured Park, who was about 38 weeks pregnant and is Courtney's biological daughter, to their Wexford County home, where she was tortured in an attempt to remove the unborn baby, resulting in the deaths of both. Park's remains were recovered November 25th in the Manistee National Forest after an extensive search. The Wexford County Prosecutor's Office is leading the case with assistance from the State Attorney General's Office, and investigators are asking the public to avoid investigation sites and not interfere with the ongoing probe. Anyone with information is urged to call the case tip line at 231-306-2072 or the Wexford County Sheriff's Department at 231-779-9216. And Terry Kaufman appeared in district court on Thursday, December 4th, it's today, for proceedings in a case involving the Michigan Attorney General's office. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she had not yet received any evidentiary materials and could not proceed without them. Lead Assistant Attorney General Michael Trescone and Assistant Attorney General Bradley Morton, representing the Department of the Treasury, said the state would provide the complete evidence package on a secure zip drive by Monday, citing the sensitive nature of the information. The preliminary hearing, originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 10th, was adjourned to allow the defense additional time to review the forthcoming materials. The hearing has been rescheduled for Friday, January 9th at 9 a.m. And a van and a pickup collided head-on crash around 8:41 a.m. this morning at the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona in Huron County. One person was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe, one of the area's critical access hospitals. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup occupied by a single driver sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard, and responders indicated they would likely need to remove the side of the truck to free the person. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, but ultimately was not required, and at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. And getting into our national news, the Department of Energy announced financing initiatives designed to strengthen the reliability of the U.S. electric grid, and particular emphasis on modernizing transmission infrastructure in the Midwest to improve resilience, reduce outages, and help integrate more diverse energy sources. In our international news, Yemen's Houthi group released 10 foreign sailors, including 9 Filipinos, months after the men were detained following the sinking of a cargo vessel in the Red Sea, with international maritime and diplomatic officials welcoming the move as a modest de-escalation in a volatile shipping corridor. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere right here, along with your weather and obituaries on thumbnet.net.